I next met with Dr. Terry Mamanis from the University of Florida Cancer Center in Orlando, and to begin, he presented a 58-year-old patient from his practice.
That's a 58-year-old postmenopausal woman with an abnormal mammogram. On a screening mammogram was a small density. It was about 7-8 millimeters, and it was invasive ductal carcinoma grade 2, ERPR positive and HER2 negative. So she underwent lumpectomy and sent lymph node biopsy with clean margins. The final pathology is about 9 millimeter, I think, invasive ductal carcinoma, and there were negative sentinel lymph nodes. Again, ERPR positive and HER2 negative. So obviously the next step in that case was to determine whether adjuvant endocrine therapy alone is enough or whether there's need for adjuvant chemotherapy. And she underwent an Oncotype DX test that came back as a recurrence score of 25.
Now, at the time that this happened, had the TAILOR-X data been out yet?
No, this was before TAILOR-X. This was about 6-7 months ago.
Interesting. So we can talk about the discussion you had with her then and maybe whether it would be the same discussion now. What was her general kind of attitude about chemotherapy and about her situation?
Well, her outlook in general was she wanted to do whatever was needed to be alive and well. So that's why we decided to go ahead with a test just to see if there's any need. And we were actually sort of under the impression that probably the test will come back as a low score. Most of the characteristics were favorable. And it was initially, obviously, the discussions before the test was you probably don't need chemotherapy. More likely you won't need chemotherapy. Small tumor, you know, grade 2, ERPR positive, HER2 negative with strong ER, I think the PR was a little lower, was in the 60s or something. But then when the Oncotype came back, I think the discussion took a little bit of a different angle, if you like.